And Jeremy, as you know, we're entering the second week of social distancing, although some of my friends are saying, let's call it physical distancing, you know, stay in touch with each other. But a lot of people are wondering if it's going to be enough to stop the spread of the coronavirus. A fifth of the world's population has been ordered or asked to stay at home. That's 1.5 billion people, one in three Americans. And New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says hospitals need more ventilators this week or people who could be saved will die.
And we are also watching the economic side of this story. The Federal Reserve taking unprecedented action today. It will buy unlimited government debt to stem the economic crisis. Also in Congress, Senator Amy Klobuchar says her husband has tested positive for coronavirus. So has Senator Rand Paul. Senator Lindsey Graham is now supporting remote voting by senators, and they've got a lot to vote on right now because they're looking to reach agreement on this $2 trillion plan to boost the economy. Let's bring in NPR congressional correspondent Sue Davis in Washington. Sue, senators were not able to agree on a bill proposed by the Republicans yesterday. What is happening today?
Well, it's important to know that what they failed to get support on yesterday was not on legislation itself. It was one of those key procedural hurdles you need to get through in the Senate to move towards legislation. Democrats blocked that because they are still fighting about the underlying bill. They don't have an agreement yet. There is broad consensus on some of the main pillars of that legislation: loans to small businesses, loan guarantees to small businesses, and loan forgiveness to small businesses if they keep their workers on the payroll. Direct cash payments to individuals and families that could total up to $3,000 for a family of four. Democrats' main objection right now is over the way the bill is currently written and structured to provide money to corporations. Democrats want more sort of accountability and transparency in who gets that money, how it's spent, and making sure it's directed at helping workers, not doing things like buying back stock to protect shareholders.
Well, Democrats were also upset about a part of the bill that would basically give the Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, control over hundreds of billions of dollars.
That's right. And essentially, they're saying that there wouldn't be enough disclosure of that, that Congress and the public wouldn't find out who got that money, how much and why till months after the fact. I think that this is probably the key negotiating hitch right now. But there's still a number of other smaller provisions and certainly things that both parties are trying to get attached to this legislation, because there is this view that if and when, and it does seem like a matter of when, they get a deal, this could be the last legislative vehicle for quite some time. So it's going to be a behemoth, both in terms of cost and scope.
Well, and you can hear the emotion from the senators themselves. This is Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell last night on the Senate floor blasting Democrats for the delay.
The American people expect us to act tomorrow. And I want everybody to fully understand, if we aren't able to act tomorrow, it'll be because of our colleagues on the other side continuing to dicker when the country expects us to come together and address this problem.
And here is New Jersey Democrat Bob Menendez speaking last night.
There is a sense of urgency, but there's also a sense of getting it right and getting our priorities right. The wealth of the nation will only improve when the health of the nation improves.
Sue, is the sense there in Washington that despite these differences, that both sides will probably get something done in the next day or two?
I think it's going to take more than the next day or two. There is certainly some signs that things aren't going well right now. Speaker Pelosi today announced that she would be putting forward her own proposal in the House, which is not necessarily a great sign of where the status is of Senate talks. But on the big picture, Jeremy, yes, I think everyone is confident that at some point Congress is going to get a deal. I believe President Trump said yesterday at the White House, there's just no other option. They know they have to do this. But I think, again, it's that recognition that this is the last piece of legislation they could do for some time, because once they get this through, they haven't said it yet, but there is an increasing urgency among lawmakers to recess, adjourn, and go home, especially as we have started to see lawmakers test positive for the coronavirus.
Well, and let's just briefly talk about that. Senator Rand Paul was diagnosed with COVID-19. He says he's asymptomatic, but after he took the test, did go to the congressional gym and the pool. What's going on there with the lawmakers because of that?
He's the first senator to test positive, but it has forced two additional Republican senators, Mitt Romney and Mike Lee, both of Utah, to self-quarantine. You know, obviously, there's a health concern. You don't want this ripping through the government. But also, there's a practical concern on this legislation that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is now objectively down 5 votes because he doesn't have them there to present, because you can't vote remotely in the Senate, and is going to need some Democratic support in order to get this bill through.
That is NPR congressional correspondent Sue Davis in Washington. Sue, thank you.
You're welcome.